It was a special mishmar is sponsored by dear friends of the yeshiva, Avi and Mrs. Vogel. They sponsors the schus refuah shleima for Liba Devorah Bas Miriam. She should be well. Besoch Shachar Chol Yisrael. Thank you, Rabbi Goldberg, for giving the shiur. Without further ado. All right. The name of this year is Mrs. Zebulun and Mrs. Yisachar. Right? We always talk about Yisachar and Zebulun, and we're definitely going to talk about them. But I'm definitely going to be focusing also on Mrs. Yisachar and Mrs. Zebulun, because I really wanted to debate women learning Torah, and the Rashiva didn't let. But at least this way I can get in a little bit. Here we go. We have the pasuk in this week's parsha that Zebulun went out to sea, and Yisachar was learning. Was in the oil. Rashi brings the Medrash Tanchuma that the Medrash Tanchuma says that Yisachar was supported by Zebulun, and therefore we have this concept today of Yisachar Zebulun relationships where one person supports the other person learning. Okay, that's where it comes from. This week's parsha from this Medrash. Now, what's interesting is there's a huge fight amongst the Paiskim exactly how to carry this through. We're not really going to go into the halacha lemaisa element of the sugya, but what I do want to talk about, just update you, lemaisa, how much does Yisachar have to get? How much money does Yisachar get from Zebulun? How much is there? So Ramesha holds, he has a true all that. It's a very long true in Ramesha, exactly how to make this relationship. Ramesha really holds it to be 50-50. Whatever money Zebulun makes, that's the amount of money that Yisachar has to, he gets half of that. He says if the Zebulun is super duper rich, right, let's say he's making $20 million, Yisachar doesn't really need $10 million, so then you don't have to do it like that. But the idea is that Yisachar has to be fully supported by Zebulun.
Fully supported? Fully supported or 50-50?
So Ramesha says it should be 50-50, but if you have a Gvir Atzum, What's the lam? The lam this is that Yisachar should be able to learn the Menuchas HaNefesh. Now, Yisachar doesn't need $20 million. This is what half of what Zebulun is making.
$10 million surely would help.
$10 million would help. But the point is that this is not really the focus, but the idea is, Ramesh is back and forth, it should be 50-50.
Oh, so but 50-50 should be enough.
That's what it comes down to.
Why 50-50?
Right. What's the long? They're splitting. It's a shuftish.
It's a shuftish. What's the? If it's shuftish, there should be the 20 million. Should be 10 million.
Right. I'm asking.
Okay, sir.
These are the two sides. Ramesh is back and forth. What Rashim is asking. Ramesh is back and forth. Take a look. Yeriday Chelik Dalit Simin Lam and Zion. He's back and forth on this Nakuda. Should be 50-50. Should be enough to live on. That's not what we're going to get into. The other thing which we're not going to get into is how much schar does Zebulun get and how much schar does Yisachar lose, right? Yisachar's learning 14 hours a day. Is the pshat that Yisachar now, because being supported, gets only the schar of learning 7 hours a day and Zebulun gets the schar of learning 7 hours a day? Or no? Yisachar is learning 14, he gets 14 hours, and Zebulun also gets 14 hours. This seems to be a machlekes. It could be a steer in Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The Orach Chaim in Parshas Kisisa clearly says that it's 100% and 100%. Yisachar is getting 14 hours, Zebulun is getting 14 hours. Ramesh says it's impossible. Ramesh in the same tshuva in Sifkan Tazayin seems to say no, it's 50-50. Yisachar loses some of his schar. And there's a debate, is it still worth his while? Should he do it? Should he not do it? Again, not what we're going into, but I want you guys to have these two facts. That there's definitely a tumult how much money Zebulun has to give Yisachar, and there's a tumult how much schar is Yisachar losing, and how much schar is Zebulun getting. Is it 100%, 100%, or 50%, 50%? Okay, so that is a little background on the Yisachar-Zebulun relationship. What I want to discuss, which is connected to the background, is, again, what is the role, what happens here with Eishes Yisachar and Eishes Zebulun? Meaning, Yisachar is the one making the money. Sorry, Yisachar is the one that is learning. Does Yisachar's wife get schar for Yisachar's learning? Does she get schar? Yisachar's going to base medrash all day. She's home with the kids all day, taking care of the kids. Does Yisachar's wife get any schar for Yisachar's learning?
A lot would be different than any other guy.
Zot the Gemara says, the Mai Zachian, the Gemara in Bracha says, how do women who don't learn, how do they get Olam Haba? The Gemara says, with the schar that their husbands go and learn and their sons go and learn. So there definitely is a schar that women are getting when their husbands are learning. That's Gemara and Brachas. Now, let's go to the other team. Zavulin. Okay, Zavulin is making $1 million. When Zavulin makes $1 million, what is Zavulin's wife's connection to that $1 million? What does Zavulin's wife get from the $1 million that he makes? How much of that is hers? How much of that is hers? Zero. A big fat zero. Zavulin's money is Zavulin's. Now, he has an obligation to support his wife, but she actually has zero in the bank, okay? So Yisachar's wife gets the schar of Yisachar's learning. Zavulin's wife does not get anything of Zavulin's money. Facts. Now.
If she encourages him to give it.
Now. But no giving. I'm just saying he made the money in Wall Street. We didn't get the giving yet. All I'm thinking, when Zavulin gets a paycheck from Wall Street, he got $1 million from Wall Street, she has zero. She'll be supported, but it's all Zavulin's money. When Yisachar gets the schar for learning, she gets that schar. But my Zachar, she gets some of that schar. My question here is, now they want to make a relationship. Zavulin and Yisachar make a deal with each other. And Zavulin says, hey, I'm going to pay you, you're going to learn, I'm going to get some of the schar. So we spoke now, okay, Zavulin and Yisachar can make that relationship. What now happens to the women's equal, their schar? Let's go with Aishas Yisachar first, okay? Mrs. Yisachar. She's home alone with the kids 14 hours a day. She's expecting a big payload in Shemayim for the schar that she let her husband learn 14 hours a day. What happens is, Yisachar now made a deal, cut a deal, and right now, he's getting paid from Zavulin. So now, what happens to her schar?
Chaya says she has half now.
Why?
Because he's working part of the day.
Who said?
100-100 on the wife also.
He's quoting Rav Chaim.
Why not? Because he's splitting in half.
So, therefore what?
So now he's working half the day.
So you want to say, it's like Yisachar is working half the day. So is that true?
But she's supporting Zavulin now. But now she's supporting Zavulin's learning.
Who's supporting Zavulin's learning?
Yisachar's wife.
Yisachar's supporting Zavulin. Zavulin's on Wall Street all day.
But who got this? Someone got the other schar for the learning.
Zavulin got the schar without learning.
Okay, but where did Zavulin's learning come from? From Yisachar. So Yisachar's wife allowed Zavulin to learn.
Wow, so Yisachar's wife is allowing Zavulin to learn. Yeah. And what about Mrs. Zavulin? Let's go with Mrs. Zavulin for a minute.
She gets 100%. Rabbi, she gets 100%.
So Zavulin made $1 million. Okay, Zavulin made $1 million. He gives $500,000 to Yisachar.
Where did the $1 million
come from? Yisachar, Zavulin made $1 million.
Yeah, what did he do with it?
He gave $500,000 to Yisachar. That's the deal, right?
And now what's Yisachar doing with all that money?
Supporting his family.
Right, so now she's not working 14 hours anymore with the kids.
What? What is it? She's still home. Yeah, I don't think. You're saying B'mai Zachyan. You're telling me B'mai Zachyan, the Gemara is B'mai Zachyan is only if there's no clean lady? That's not true, right? B'mai Zachyan is, she is letting her husband learn, even if she has a clean lady and a Mercedes. What?
Why can't Yisachar's wife gets 100, now Zavulin's wife gets 100.
Yisachar's wife gets...
Whatever Yisachar's wife's getting,
Zavulin's wife's also getting. Okay, so let's play this out a little bit, okay? Let's see if you can hold cup. We're going to hold cup a little bit here. Now, if...
Copy and paste,
yeah, she says. Now listen to me over here. If you say, okay, we're going to do a little math, okay? I know it's going to be hard. You haven't had math in a long time. If Yisachar and Zavulin, let's look at them, okay? If they each keep 100%, like the Or HaChaim says, that means even though they made their deal, 100% of Yisachar's schar for learning is still by Yisachar, and 100% and Zavulin also gets 100%. So now Mrs. Yisachar will be great. She'll be fine because she's going to get the schar that her husband's getting. Husband hasn't lost one thing. We're good. But in the event that you go like Rav Meisher wants to say, and maybe there's another Or HaChaim that says that Yisachar goes down to 50%. So then we have a real issue over here. We have a real issue that Yisachar now was learning 14 hours, and now he's only going to get the schar for half of that. But guess what? And therefore, Mrs. Yisachar also goes down to 50%. But guess what? Wait. But the same way Yisachar loses the schar, even though Yisachar is learning 14 hours in base medrash, he's only going to get 7. He's going to get 7 hours schar. So Mrs. Yisachar will have the same decrease as Rabbi Yisachar. Okay. Why not? Now, Mrs. Zavulin, wait a minute. Mrs. Zavulin, okay, she doesn't like this at all. We're going to have a debate about this soon. Mrs. Zavulin over here, she does major work over here. When her husband is at Wall Street for 14 hours and there's no deal, she gets zero in the bank. No schar, no money. Now that Zavulin cut this deal, right? Zavulin cut the deal with Yisachar. Now Zavulin is getting 7 hours of schar. Does Mrs. Zavulin get any of that schar? What she knows is her husband's on Wall Street for 14 hours. What? No schar, yes schar. No schar! Rashida Paskin's no schar for Mrs. Zavulin.
And Yisachar's wife gets all the schar. I don't know what
wait. 7 hours or 14 hours?
14 hours.
Okay, here we go. All right. Listen. We have a psak from the Rosh Yeshiva in this case. Listen.
That's what Gemara says.
Now, the Rosh Yeshiva would like to speak for a second.
Here goes, guys. Listen. Hold on. Rabbi Goldberg.
We're going to be the Covenant. It's going to be the Covenant today. For the record, I'm not done yet, but we're going to get the rest of the floor.
And I just want to understand, because I'm very confused. Chvoid HaRav, she is a shutif in his learning, or she gets schus because of her mesiras nefesh? In other words, let's say you have two women. She's meister nefesh for her husband to learn. One of them's husband is super masmid. The other one's husband is not super masmid, but she is meister nefesh crazy. So the one that's less, let's say you have one woman, right, her husband, she doesn't have a maid, and she stays up late, her husband's not the biggest masmid. You have another woman, husband's super masmid, but she's got a maid, people taking care of her kids and everything. She doesn't work so hard. Who gets more schar? The one who worked harder and her husband is less masmid, or the one who worked very hard and her husband, and the husband. You got it.
We got it.
Yeah. Okay. That's
this,
my question.
This was, the Rashid's question was a debate amongst two younger light in the mirror. There was one younger man in the mirror, very serious, and the other younger man was the whole day hacking. And they went over to him and said, "What's up? Your wife is home with the kids, you're all day hacking." And he said, "What difference does it make my wife? She's going to get the same schar, whether I'm learning, whether I'm not learning."
Okay, I'm
because
she's
right enough.
What difference? Not, zero. That's not tight.
What difference does it make?
Okay.
What difference does it make?
No, but that's like you're trying to get stuck and you don't give it to a
schar. That was my next case. That's exactly what I want to know. What happens if I give $1,000 to tzedakah to a very poor ani, and turns out the poor ani has an apartment in Miami, and he's not poor at all. Did I do the mitzvah tzedakah? I do what I can, but I do mitzvah tzedakah. I didn't get tzedakah. The Gemara Baba Vasra says it's a curse, whatever, for you to give to the wrong places. Unfortunately, I feel very bad for this lady. But this lady's husband, who's not learning.
No, he's learning. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, slow down. In my case, where he's not learning. The Mesiras Nefesh, the Mesiras Nefesh of Mrs. Batlan is the same Mesiras Nefesh of Mrs. Masmid. But Mrs. Batlan is unfortunate, got a bad lot in life that her husband is faking everyone out, so she will probably not get super duper sky. Now, the wife of the Masmid will. Now, the Rashid has like a middle case, which is he's learning but not so intense. Okay, so that's Stamakasha. Forget the women for a minute. Let's go to the men. Mr. Man, who's a Masmid and learning start every second of the day, and then Mr. Not so intense, but he's still learning. Are they going to get different levels? They themselves, will they get different levels of Schar and Shemayim? Probably. I'm not there. Probably they will, right? So therefore, their wives, the real question is, The real question is, this is Himmel Diktar. I don't know to answer that question. What I really want to get to, I want to get to what I really hold. One second, I'll get to what I really hold. And maybe what I really hold, the rest of you will also be masking. If not, we'll have round two. So here's what I really hold. There's another question, okay? The Birchas Shmuel. The Birchas Shmuel in Kiddushin, at the end of Kiddushin, has a very long shtickle about learning Torah, learning other things, and in it he asks a big question. The Rambam says that someone who's working should work 3 hours a day, and he should learn 9 hours a day. That is what the Rambam says. The perfect Kaveya Itim is someone who works 3 hours a day and learns 9 hours a day. In fact, the Birchas Shmuel, what is the pshat in people that work more than 3 hours a day? They shouldn't be allowed to do that. So he says, he brings in this sugya, and he brings in Birchas Shmuel of Baruch Ber Leibovitz, the Shiva of Kamenitz in Europe. Anyway, so he says like this. He brings in. Let me give you a little bit of background, which I was going to do a while ago, but we got distracted. In Shulchan Aruch, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch is brought down that, in Yaridei HaReish Mem Vav, it brings down, Misha Iyav Shalom Lilmo, thank you, Misha Iyav Shalom Lilmo, Mimnei Shein Yodea Klal Lilmo. Someone who just doesn't know how to learn, so then, he should be give money to other people they should learn. And the Ramah says, the techashev lo ki'ilu loymeid ba'atzmai. Hear these words, key words. He's going to give money to someone else to learn, and it's going to be ki'ilu loymeid ba'atzmai. It's as if he is learning himself. That's lashon the Ramah. The Gra says the source of that Ramah is our parsha. Yisachar and Zevulun, Zat the Gra, that it's as if Zevulun is learning. Lashon of the Ramah. Techashev lo ki'ilu loymeid ba'atzmai. Okay? Zakta Birchas Shmuel. So when Zevulun is working more than 3 hours a day, if he's supporting someone in learning, then it's like he's learning. So he's not working more than 3 hours a day. When he's working on Wall Street for 14 hours a day, he's really learning on Wall Street half of the time at least. It's as if he's learning. Ah, Evazei, maybe now, Mrs. Yisachar, sorry, Mrs. Zevulun, Mrs. Zevulun, okay? Mrs. Zevulun, who sends her husband to Wall Street for 14 hours a day. But if he's supporting someone in learning, on Wall Street, he's really learning half the time. So therefore, Mrs. Zevulun will be getting, and should be getting, the schar also. Now, I want to add one more kenetra over here, okay? Then we'll come full circle, and we'll get the haskama, or lack of one, from the Rosh Yeshiva. It is like this. There's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this. This is a Yediyah Gedolah. I looked in all the Sfarim. No one quoted this. I don't know if it's so much known or not, but I'll tell you. All the Sfarim. Anyway, here's the story. The Ramah says, here we go. The Shaila is women learning Torah. I wasn't joking about that. Okay, women learning Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Isha Shalamda Torah Yesh L'Schar. A lady who learns Torah has Schar. I will love Kischar ha'ish, but it's not like the schar of a man. And he goes on and on and on, and he says, Mikol makom, zat the Ramah, listen to this Ramah. Mikol makom chayavis ha'isha lomo dinim, hashaychim, she has to learn what halachas are relevant to her. And now, the isha, ina chayavis alam yizunah, mikol makom, im oizeres lebena oi lebala sheyasku b'teira, if a lady helps her husband or son learn Teira, Cholekas schar ba'adayu. If he helps the kid or the husband learn Torah, Cholekas schar ba'adayu. That's the Ramah. The Lavush, right? The Lavush was an old Acharon, I don't know, 300 years ago, let's say, something like that. Lavush says exactly what is going on with Yisachar and Zevulun is exactly the relationship with every husband and wife. When the wife helps the son or the husband learn, that is the Yisachar Zevulun relationship. So let's understand something over here. Every husband and wife, when the Gemara says, what schus do women have? And Gemara says, the schus that they're going to learn, cha-ching, right there, is Yisachar's woman. I don't know what I said. But I'll say it again, because I'm not sure what I said. If, whenever the husband or the son go out to learn, the woman helps, assists, encourages, zakta levush, pshan lerma, that is Yisachar Zavulin. So Zavulin has to pay money to tap into Yisachar's learning. Mrs. Yisachar does not need to pay a penny. Mrs. Yisachar has to encourage, help, husband learn, and then she becomes Zavulin. So really, it's very modern day, Mrs. Yisachar is really Zavulin. How about that?
So he loses half of his time as well.
So very geschmack. Now we got really geschmack, okay? Let's get really smart, okay? So we have, this is like very 2020, Mrs. Yisachar is really Zavulin. Got it? Because what happens is...
A lot of mathematics here.
Okay? What happens is, listen, I'm here to like confuse everyone, but like, I'm pulling out the topic. I did not see anyone talk about this. It was really exciting for me, but now we'll spread the word. So Mrs. Yisachar is really getting the schar like a Zavulin is getting. Now, we had a shayla before. What schar does Zavulin get? Is Zavulin getting 50-50, 100-100? My hunch, this I don't have a raya for. My hunch is Mrs. Yisachar would be 100-100. That's my hunch, that the husband and wife, if they're splitting the schar, is 100. But again, it's a hunch. I don't have a raya for this at all. Think about it. I don't know. My hunch is that Mrs. Yisachar is getting... Fifth is getting the full schar, just like Yisachar is getting. Now, may I like you, nice. Now, Zavulin over here, when Zavulin pays in, let's just play this out. So we already have the husband-wife, Yisachar-Zavulin relationship built in. Now when Zavulin, the real Zavulin comes, and he pays into this relationship, what's happening right now? When Zavulin pays in, so now he is going to be taking the schar. So if it goes down 50-50, that's okay because she's part of the deal also, right? Whether he has to ask permission, it's a new shayla, does Yisachar have to ask permission from his wife to do the deal? But very much, they're one and the same. They already have Yisachar's Zavulin relationship. It's really the real shayla is, can Yisachar take on two Zavulins? Because Yisachar has his wife, who is the Zavulin, and then takes on a money Zavulin. So now, this Yisachar really has Mrs., who is a Zavulin, and has Zavulin, who's a Zavulin. And that's where it could come a little tricky, but she may be taking a Zavulin role, and then there's another Zavulin invited in. Where does Mrs. Zavulin come into all this? That's what we had said before. Mrs. Zavulin got lucky, because she, until now, had nothing. She wasn't making any money or getting any schar for learning. Now, by him buying in, by Zavulin buying in, which is going to be a sacrifice perhaps on her end, he is now buying into the schar. Okay, so now I've talked longer than I wanted to about this topic, but I believe I'm putting food for thought out there. The idea gedolah is this Birch HaShmuel that's saying that Zavulin supporting is like he's learning, and the Levush that's saying that she is in every scenario, she is supporting the husband, she is like a Zavulin. And therefore, very much, she's in the mix. So most likely, whatever schar Yisachar is getting, she's getting too, because she's in this mix as well. Now, what? Both, she's Mrs. Zavulin and Zavulin.
She get half the amount of time, a quarter of what Yisachar learned, or half the amount of time it took Zavulin to make the money he's paying Yisachar?
Mrs. Yisachar is just like Yisachar.
Mrs. Zavulin,
if we're right, is not part of any of the money. She has no schus in that. But the time that the Zavulin is learning, which whatever it is, whenever Zavulin gets the kilu lamad of the Ramah, so that's what she's going to be getting too. That's what she should be getting. So Mrs.
50,
Zavulin,
50 or 100 of that.
Whatever he's getting. Now I'll end up with one, I had two other things. One quick thing, which is super duper controversial, and again, you're hearing here first and last, which is, what would be the other direction? Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch says, Isha Shalom de Torah, Yesh La Schar. You ready, Geshi? A lady that learns Torah gets Schar. What about the husband encourages, supports the lady to learn? Will there be the inverse Yisachar is, okay, you heard it here first. I didn't see anyone talk about this. Will you see?
No one.
It's here. Will you see an inverse relationship over here? Okay, now.
He's staying home
with the kids.
Mr. Mom, or
some guy randomly calls up Mrs. Lamdanit and says, I hear you're a great learneress. I want to support you. And he says, fine, I want to be your Zavulin. And she's going to be a Yisachar. Now, I'm making this up, but it's not stupid, you know what I'm saying? Because the Shulchan Aruch says that a lady who learns gets chayav, and that same sip.
It's not just that. It's after night seder. It comes back after night seder. His wife wants to go to a shir.
Very good. Meaning it doesn't have to be Mrs. Women Lib over here. It could be Mrs. Tzadikis, who is with the kids for 14 hours a day. And when he comes home from the space magic, she goes out to learn. And the husband says, oh, I support you. Are the kids sleeping? Yeah, okay. Go learn. Right? So she goes to learn. And that was whatever Mr. Yusuf never on his part. She's getting schar. Does he get the same schar? Psak? That's Rabbi Wiener. Anyway, but what I wanted to end off with, what all the Maamar Klumos were about, which I didn't really get there, but with this thing we can end off, is what most of the Maamar Klumos are about, which is what I thought I was going to talk about until I discovered this, was Yisachar and Zavulin are doing 50-50, let's just say 50-50 money, or a lot of money Zavulin is giving over to Yisachar. The rule is you're not supposed to, al yavazveis, you're not supposed to spend more than a chaymish, more than 20%, on mitzvahs. So the Achrayim ask, what right does Zavulin have to go ahead and do this? That's the question on the table. Now, there is a similar question with Hillel that the Chavetz Chaim asks. Chavetz Chaim in the Kuti Halachas and Yuma asks, what right Hillel gave half his money away for him to learn? He earned a tropic every day. He gave half to the Beis Medrash and half to his family. What right did he have to spend half his money? So, what's fascinating is, the Chavetz Chaim says Torah is different. But what does that mean? What does it mean Torah is different? So he says a lashon of, the Chavetz Chaim says a lashon of, it's like Chaim. V'hi Chayiv lenetzach. It's Chayiv lenetzach. I'll tell you why I think the Karvach in Chavetz HaShasharon says, there's a Gemara in Pesachim Memtes that says an Am HaAretz who's not learning is like he's not alive. It's like he's not alive. Because he's missing Chaim. Torah is Chaim. He's missing Chaim. And therefore, he wants to say that for learning, Zadach HaVetz Chaim, for learning, you're allowed to spend more than Chaim. Because it's not a mitzvah, it's not one of the mitzvahs, it's life. It's life and death. What? Okay, great question. I was asking a fine question. Halacha l'maisa, can someone spend more than a chaimish? Only the place can say if he's super duper rich. If you're like middle range, no. But if you definitely are in the category of super duper rich, you can. But l'maisa like this. So the Chavetz Chaim wants to say, when it comes to learning Torah, Hillel was allowed to spend more than a chaimish on his, to get in the base of Medrash, because that's life. Without that, you can spend money to stay alive, you can spend as much money as you want. I would like to say, based on this Berachas Shmuel that we said, when you support the learning, it's ki'ilu you're learning yourself. That's what the Ramah means. And therefore, the same way that you can spend more than a chaimish to learn yourself, if supporting the other person is like you're learning during that time period, like the Berachas Shmuel says, therefore you have the same heter of a chaimish. I'm done.